Jewish War Victims Aided by Leo Frank. The Atlanta Constitution. Sunday, 4th April, 1915. Page 10, Column 4. Knows what it is to suffer unjustly, he says in letter. With the words, knowing what it is to suffer unjustly and having a deep sense of sympathy for our co-religionists who are innocent sufferers, Leo M. Frank has sent from the jail a check for $5 for $500 Jewish relief stamps for war victims. Frank's letter was written recently to Harry Fischel, treasurer of the Central Committee for the Relief of Jews Suffering in the War Zone. Enclosed with the check was the following letter. I feel that when these stamps were sent me, the party sending them was ignorant of the conditions surrounding me at present, as you doubtless know I am, and have been for the past 2 years, most unjustly incarcerated in prison. I presume you have read of my case and are more or less familiar with it. Knowing what it is to suffer unjustly and having a deep sense of sympathy for our co-religionists who are innocent sufferers because of the European war, it gives me a special pleasure to be of assistance to them and to collect among my friends who called to see me the money for these stamps. The $5 had been collected in a day from the many visitors who appear at Frank's cell in the tower daily. An appeal had been sent to him from the Jewish Relief Society, headquarters of which is located in New York. Frank's health continues good. He exercises daily, and he is visited throughout the day. Most of his time is spent reading and writing, and he keeps thoroughly versed on the news topics. Grice will ask U.S. Court's aid to stop fumes. Attorney General Warren Grice left Saturday afternoon for Washington, D.C., to ask a final decree of the United States Supreme Court in the suit to permanently enjoin the Tennessee Copper Company and the Ducktown Sulfur, Copper, and Iron Company from emitting fumes from their factories that are destructive of vegetation and forestry. The court granted a restraining order 2 years ago, but allowed the companies further time to try a new device for the suppression of the fumes. It is claimed that they have failed to do this, and the Attorney General now wants a permanent restraining order. The companies complained of are operated in Tennessee, just across the state boundary line.